This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, June 19th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grahatum.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from Nightbird Books, located on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Nightbird is a locally owned and operated bookseller with a cafe that offers local coffees, baked foods, and brewed beer on tap. An events calendar and more located on the web at nightbirdbooks.com. And KUAF is also supported by Archon Printing, located on the hillside just east of the Township and College intersection in Fayetteville. Archon Printing provides printing, copying, and digital output services. ArchonPrinting.com or 444-7711.
Ahead on the program, we have an update on the Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District's purchase of a regional landfill. Also, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals prepare to host the Texas League All-Star Game, and we begin a three-part series about the Arkansas Research and Technology Park in Fayetteville. Plus, your chance to win tickets to see Old Crow Medicine Show at the Arkansas Music Pavilion Sunday night.
But first, now that nine death row inmates have challenged Arkansas's new lethal injection law and urged a judge to declare that the Department of Correction can't use a 2013 execution law to put them to death, Governor Mike Beebe has put execution dates on hold. Governor's spokesman, Matt DeCampbell.
We are not going to set execution dates for some time, you know, because of the legal matters that are still involved. And we now have both the statute, our new death penalty statute, being challenged in court, and we're having to reexamine our drug protocol because of issues with the supplier. So even though we have letters from the AG, we're not going to be setting dates anytime in the immediate future.
Due to legal issues and protocol concerns with acquiring a drug, DeCampbell says setting an execution date right now would not be pragmatic. The University of Arkansas is releasing a statement that a major gas line has been severed on campus. It's near the Hillside Auditorium on Dixon Street. The university says it's a potentially very dangerous situation, advising people to stay away from the area. Building evacuations have begun just before noon today for multiple buildings on the south of Dixon Street, west of Harmon, and north of Fairview, and east of Garland. The evacuations will remain in place at least until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Buildings being evacuated include Bruff Commons, Yoakum Hall, Humphreys, Kimple, Walton College, J.B. Hunt, Walker Hall, Reynolds Center, and Mechanical Engineering.
More than half of the attorneys general and 65 members of the Arkansas General Assembly joined together yesterday to ask the Arkansas Supreme Court to uphold a $1.2 billion judgment. The case demands that Johnson & Johnson and subsidiary McNeil Janssen Pharmaceuticals pay the money as penalty for selling Risperdal to state consumers and lying about the safety risks involved. McDaniel says he received overwhelming support.
I have been overwhelmed by the amount of support that Arkansas has been able to garner from my friends around the nation. I have never seen 35 attorneys general ever sign on to a state Supreme Court brief. Even if they were supportive of a sister state, that's just not something they normally do. So this truly is an historic effort.
A jury last year convicted the companies who appealed the verdict. McDaniel says they must be held responsible.
Governor Mike Beebe is calling for a review of the state's parole system after a Little Rock murder suspect was found to have been charged with 10 prior felonies. The governor says the state must determine if the case of suspect Daryl Dennis points to a broader problem in how the state addresses parole violations. Little Rock Mayor Mark Stodola says he believes the current parole monitoring system is broken.
I think it's clear that we've got a system that is not adequately funded. There's not adequate monitoring. I made my point in the State of the City speech that notwithstanding this homicide that ultimately has resulted in a parole revocation, it's a little bit late for that kid, isn't it? A little bit late. And it's a tragedy. It's an absolute tragedy. That homicide probably never would have occurred if this guy had been put back in the penitentiary like he should have been multiple times before.
Dennis is charged with the murder of a Fayetteville teenager, Forrest Abrams. Since his release from prison in 2008, Dennis never had a parole revocation hearing. Officials at the Department of Community Corrections have said Dennis was going through an Act 3 mental health evaluation, which prevents the department from revoking someone's parole.
Around 100 members of the community and medical community gathered yesterday at Mercy Health Northwest in Rogers to dedicate the new Mercy Senior Behavioral Health Program, an 18-bed unit to serve the geriatric population of Northwest Arkansas and Southern Missouri. After a morning prayer led by a member of the ministry office and a Mercy sister, Scott Street, president of Mercy Hospital Northwest, welcomed the crowd with one word.
That's exciting. But we're excited because, as most of you know, we spent months in months going to the communities around Northwest Arkansas, gathering input on what services were needed. And so that's a tradition in Mercy, and that's our focus, is providing services that Northwest Arkansas and this community needs. And that's what we've done here today in bringing a behavioral health unit to Northwest Arkansas. So we're excited about that. So really all I want to do is just say welcome and thank you for being here for our open house of this wonderful unit.
The Senior Behavioral Health Program is made possible by capital raised by Mercy's ministry and by a $1 million donation from the Walmart Foundation. It will treat all mental and behavioral issues of those 55 and older. Dr. John Holden is the program's medical director. He says this program is necessary to address the needs of the rapidly growing and aging population of Northwest Arkansas, citing that Bella Vista is second only to the state of Florida as the most popular retirement area in the U.S., and with retirement comes change.
And think of what those changes mean. We move from one area, one environment that we may have been comfortable with for many years, moving on to something else. They're called adjustments that we have to make. We leave family and friends behind to establish new family, new friends, an adjustment to make. Again, body changes. As we grow older, things don't always work as they did in earlier times. Chronic pain sometimes is a factor as well. Such things as depression, anxiety, adjustment disorders, substance abuse comes to play.
The inpatient program will also address Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Though they will officially open next month, the program plans to admit their first patient on the 24th of this month. You can hear more on Monday's edition of Ozarks at Large.
If you've been near the downtown Fayetteville Square the past few days, you might have noticed some excavation taking place on the parking lot at Center Street and Church Avenue. Allison Jumper is the Parks Planning Superintendent for the City of Fayetteville, and she says the project should add a little more green space to the downtown area.
The project will be removing asphalt from an existing parking lot and replacing it with nutrient-rich soil to grow trees, and then creating a swale in the middle so that it will capture stormwater and help filter it before it goes into the watershed.
Jumper says after construction is complete, the lot won't lose any parking spaces, but it will gain tree canopy to provide shade and help mitigate the heat island effect, which the Environmental Protection Agency describes as developed areas that are hotter than nearby rural areas. Jumper says it was time to plant trees to replace others surrounding the lot.
The trees in that lot have been degrading over the years because they don't have proper soil to grow in, and there was a grant available from the Arkansas Urban Forestry Commission, so we applied for the grant.
Total cost of the project, nearly $21,000, $7,500 of which came from the matching grant, and the rest came from materials and in-kind labor from the city's Parks and Transportation departments.
In other Fayetteville news, the City Council last night left on second reading the proposed door-to-door solicitation ordinance. The measure would place restrictions on when solicitors are allowed to go door-to-door, prohibit them from soliciting at homes posted with no soliciting signs, and require most people seeking to go door-to-door to submit to a background check and permitting process. The ordinance was amended to extend the allowed solicitation time to 9 p.m., to add a 5-year limit on the annual background check for solicitors who are in good standing, and to allow sample newspapers to be left at residents' homes. Aldermen also requested more time to consider the impact the ordinance would have on the city staff before the issue is again considered at the next council meeting on July 2nd.
Springdale residents should be advised later this week Emma Avenue will be closed at the railroad tracks. Closure will take place between 7 a.m. Saturday and 7 p.m. Sunday. According to a release by the Springdale Police Department, the closure is necessary so that the Arkansas and Missouri Railroad can add a second set of tracks, traffic and pedestrian crossing arms, and make other improvements to the existing track. Barricades will be in place to detour traffic onto Commercial and Hewitt Streets.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals have now won 4 in a row. After defeating the Arkansas Travelers 5-2 on Monday, the Nats shut out the Travs last night 4-0. The Naturals are now 26-45 on the season. The series against the Travelers concludes tonight in Little Rock.
Partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be in the mid-60s in Northwest Arkansas. Upper 60s for the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Slight chance of afternoon showers. Warm tomorrow, highs from 87 to 92. And for Thursday night, a few clouds, lows around 70.